Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How important is the role of the father in today's society? I read a quote recently. The son whines to his father, "You messed up my childhood." And the father says, "How could I, son? I wasn't even there." Are there connections between the way men carry out their duties or callings as a father and the way the next several generations in their family turn out? What does the scriptures teach us about fatherhood? You may have had a good father. The memories of your time with your dad live on in your heart. Whether they are physically here or not. You may have had a father who made many poor decisions, and those memories plague you to this day, leaving you with a trunk full of resentment and bitterness and neglect. Perhaps you've grown up with no father or no father figure, and you wonder why you have trouble with authority figures in your own life today. Authority figures at school, in business, even in the home with family. That's why this program today will be of special interest to you. Of course, you know that the family is the bedrock of the society. That nucleus of the family, and many families together make a community. And when there is a breakdown among the fathers, there is a natural, organic breakdown of communities and societies. Well, as we begin, I always like to remind you that the content and the context of our show is to really, the heart of it is to bring you closer to the Lord. We're going to talk about fathers today. We talk about various subjects throughout, but the real essence of it is to bring you closer to the Lord, to remind you that whether it's a crisis of many kinds or of a singular kind that you're facing today, the Lord loves you and He knows you, and that there is hope. There is always hope in Christ. Pastor Rob Gross is the pastor. He's an author, conference speaker, mentor, husband, and father. He planted Mountain View Community Church in 1992 in Kaneohe, Hawaii. He continues to serve there as senior pastor. He really loves pastors. He develops pastors and ministers not only in his church, but in other churches as well. He's known as a pastor to pastors. He has a very specialized ministry to pastors, a prayer counseling ministry. It's sort of one of those almost it's non-advertised. It's just kind of the pastors know, and some maybe even be some very prominent leaders that you may know of that seek him out, his counsel and his ministry. And it has made a big difference in their lives. He's taught workshops and seminars on the gifts of the Spirit and many other poignant topics. He's the author of the book, Legacy of Blessing, Bringing Out the Best in Your Family. He's married to Barbara. He has three adult sons, Jordan, Brandon, and Jonathan. He's always working on new projects also to expand the reach of the ministry. But today, he is in studio with us, and we are blessed. Pastor Rob, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's great to be here.
Pastor, tell us where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in Kaneohe, over on the windward side. And my family moved there from Kailua, Lanikai to be more specific, when I was 5 years old. And until I moved to the mainland to go to Bible college, I lived there for over 30 years.
So you are a local man.
Yes.
Through and through.
Absolutely. Absolutely, in every way.
Now you have a unique racial ancestry. Tell us about that.
Well, my mom was the daughter of Japanese immigrants from Japan. Mm-hmm. Her parents lived on the mainland, on the East Coast. And my father, who also lived in the East Coast, was of Jewish ancestry. He was a Hungarian Jew.
Mm.
So I'm half Jewish and half Japanese.
Wow. So what was it like growing up in Lanikai and on the Kailua side? What was it like growing up there?
Just like any other local boy. Went to the beach a lot, had friends, played. It was really a great experience growing up in Hawaii. I have fond memories of playing with my friends and enjoying these islands.
You know, we're surrounded by people, and we're talking about fathers today. But in terms of role model influence, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, absolutely, my dad. My dad was a very loving, kind man. He'd hold me, kiss me. I just had an absolute great experience with my father. Very affectionate.
Hmm.
And so when I lost him at the age of 15, he died from the complications due to open heart surgery and then subsequent kidney failure.
Mm.
I was just devastated. He was really everything to me.
Now tell us, take us back, Pastor Rob. 15 years old, you're in school. Tell us what school you were at, and tell us about what that experience was like.
Well, I graduated from Iolani High School, and the year that my dad died was my sophomore year at Iolani. And we had just gotten back from summer vacation. We had gone over to Kauai to play golf together, and we had played many rounds. And I remember over on that trip, you know, I'd started to ask him about the opposite sex. And he had started to explain these things to me. And then a week later, he was gone. He passed away. And so it was absolutely devastating.
How did you cope?
That's a great question, Danny. I think initially I cried a little, but then I clamped up. I remember my mom giving me a shoebox full of my father's birthday cards that I had written to my dad for the first 15 years of my life. And that released a lot of tears. But right after that, I got stoic. I just completely shut down and went on with my life. So I don't think I ever grieved until many years later.
Really? Now, how did it affect your relationship? You know, when we're young teenagers, our social life is, you know, probably the biggest thing around. So how did it affect you?
Well, it affected me in a couple of ways. First of all, I think I, because I shut down, I started getting into some things that I shouldn't have. I think maybe a couple months after my dad died, I went over to Sears and started shoplifting.
Mm.
And those are the days when we had 8-track tapes for anybody who can remember that far back. And I remember leaving Sears, the main one over at Ala Moana, and getting busted and actually being thrown in jail for a day. And that was a pretty traumatic experience. And then, of course, wanting to, you know, get recognized, you know, with my schoolmates and just, you know, getting into sports and just trying to fit in and be somebody in high school. I think that's some of the ways that affect me. But I think the thing that really affected me that I didn't realize to many years later is I was really angry. You know, I was known as someone who you wouldn't pick a fight with. I'd get very angry and lash out, and I had no idea.
Hmm.
I was angry at my father, and I was angry at God.
Hmm. You know, today, Pastor Rob really sharing from the gut and kind of going back to some areas in life, that in his life. You know, the thing about this is that sometimes when somebody shares, there is a connectivity in that sharing. And our hearts relate to where someone else has been. Now, in the midst of your pain, you graduated?
Oh, absolutely. Graduated in 1977.
Graduated from Iolani. And then what happened after that?
After that, I went on to go to school at UH, like a lot of local boys, and got my degree in 4.5 years and majored in speech. I thought at the time that was the easiest thing to major in. I really didn't have any plan or goals. And that was a scary time for me because I was facing the reality of having to work and find some kind of career purpose. And I really had none of that. And I traced that back to the fact that my dad wasn't there for me at that critical period. Those formative years where a father begins to pour into a son and say, you know, I recognize these talents and gifts in your life, son, okay. And I think you ought to go this direction. And I affirm you, and I bless that direction. I had none of that. I had to figure it out on my own. And so there was a lengthy period of just, even though I talked the talk and tried to walk the walk in front of everybody, I think I was very insecure and lost on the inside.
You find that today, that there is a lack of, because there's such trials and issues and some forms of dysfunction among fathers, that there is a lack of that kind of affirmation among our young people today?
Oh, absolutely. God has designed the father to release his blessing. And when a father does not affirm his son, and most dads that I've run into don't, because they weren't affirmed by their father.
It wasn't shown to them.
It wasn't shown to them. And it's a generational thing that's going down the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because of it, sons really are lost. They're crying for their dads on the inside to show them the way.
Mm.
Show me the way, Dad. Let me know what I'm about. Yeah. Affirm me. Take a look at what you see inside of me and, bring it forth. But dads don't know how to do that. And so there is a lot of dysfunction because of that.
Now, have you worked with men to actually teach men and leaders how to do that with their families?
Yes. Much of what I do, however, has to do with allowing the Lord to come through me to heal men of their anger and their disappointment with their fathers, and then to begin the process of teaching them how to do it better with their kids. I think before you can become a father, you have to be released from what I refer to as the orphan stronghold. Mm. And so there are many fathers who carry that orphan structures of the mind, orphan structures of the heart. They don't know they belong. They're insecure. They've had to figure things out on their own. You can actually be an orphan without having actually lost your dad, like I lost my father. Mm-hmm. You can be an orphan if your father was absent from your life, like the little piece you read at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If your father's very performance-oriented and a workaholic and never home, or your dad's an authoritarian kind of father, or he's passive and doesn't speak much to you at all, it's probably the father type that hurts the most, is the father that doesn't speak to his child. Any of those types of fathers misrepresent God the Father.
Mm.
And as a result, you get orphaned in your heart, and you don't know how to make your way through life, and you have to figure it out on your own. And that's what it means to be an orphan.
You know, I want to go in a little bit deeper with that, Pastor Rob, when we come back from our break. And I also want to find out, I'm sure our listeners would want to know, how through all the pain and the drastic measures that sometimes certain things we do as a result of pain that resides within us, how you came to know the Lord and how your life was redeemed. What did Jesus do? And even as we go along, tell us more about your family today. When we come back, we'll be with Pastor Rob Gross, so stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Rob Gross. Pastor Rob is the author of the book Legacy of Blessing, How to Bring Out the Best in Your Family. He's also the pastor of Mountain View Community Church in Kaneohe, Hawaii. And Pastor Rob has been sharing with us some really deep insights about fathers and about pain and how pain growing up as children can affect the way that fathers, men become, and when the way that men relate to their kids. And so Pastor Rob, tell us, how did you become, now you're able to articulate the things that you're articulating with us. I do think it connects with people that can't even express, you're putting it into words. But how did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian in college. I was 20 years of age, and I had two friends, Corey Grinder, who today is a pastor here mm-hmm. locally, mm-hmm. and also I think his worship leader, Brian Chang. And I was supposed to meet up with them, and quite frankly, the three of us used to party a lot together. And
yeah.
So we scheduled a getaway to Kauai. And I was waiting over there in the airport for them to arrive. I came in second, and they were already there, sitting on their luggage, and we all played the guitar. love to jam together. And when I showed up, they were sitting on their luggage playing praise music. And I thought to myself, gee, this isn't Cecilio and Capono or Kalapana songs like we used to jam. And this is new. It sounds strange. Oh, well, you know, they'll bust it out later in the evening or some other time, and I'll learn some of that stuff. Well, they didn't bust out the songs. What they busted out was the Bible. Hmm. And we were staying in a mutual friend's home on Kauai. His wife was managing director of one of the hotels. And so we were hanging out at his home, and we were all on their living room floor in sleeping bags. And I was there, I think, for 5 consecutive evenings. And every night, Corey and Brian brought out their Bibles. Hmm. And I was a captive, literally. I couldn't get in a car and run away because my first thought was, oh, no. Here we go. They're going to, you know, try to preach religion to me. And every night they shared the gospel. And it's really funny because I kind of got scared into the kingdom because Brian busted out this End Times newsletter.
Okay.
And the Lord really used that. And I got frightened. And I thought, gee, I don't want to miss being in heaven. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'm out. And so by the end of the trip, the final night, I bowed my head and I received the Lord into my heart. And you know, those two guys were new believers, and they didn't know how to follow me up for anything. And basically, I was left to myself. They tried, but they were new believers. And I just started reading the Bible and haven't stopped since. It was really a God thing.
20 years old.
20 years old.
You accepted the Lord. It's kind of a unsophisticated, kind of a rustic evangelism process where they just stumbled and fumbled, but through the, well, maybe not fumbled. They didn't fumble. I think they made a touchdown, yeah. But they maybe stumbled through the end zone, so to speak. But their heart carried them in the process, their heart for God and their heart for you, to bring you to the Lord. Now, what happened after that?
Well, I somehow crossed paths with Kili'i Akina. From Hawaii Youth for Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
There was a young man in his ministry named Wayne Morey. And Wayne showed up at college. We were taking speech 151 together at UH. Hmm. And he said to me one day, oh, I was at a camp this weekend and we were all praying for you. And my first thought was, I don't want anyone praying for me. Oh, that doesn't sound too good. And he said, no, we're praying for you. And he was trying to share the Lord with me.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he was the one who began to follow me up. Interestingly, he prayed, but Corey and Brian are the ones who led me to the Lord based on Wayne's prayers. Hmm. But then Wayne and Corey were so young in the Lord, they didn't know how to follow me up. But Wayne did, and he introduced me to Kili'i. And I remember meeting with them, and he introduced me to this book by John Stott called Basic Christianity.
Classic.
And it's a classic, and I was off and running. And I tell you, it's kind of been the story of my life. It was the Lord mentoring me and, sovereignly, doing these sovereign things.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a well-constructed, thought-out, this is how we're going to bring Rob along kind of progression. So I started to grow in the Lord in that respect and got plugged into a local Baptist church and was off and running.
You know, Pastor, isn't that how the Lord works many times where it seems so hodgepodge? Chop suey, out of order, you know. And then you look back and then you see the divine tapestry where it fits together in ways that we couldn't have put it together. But when we're in the middle of it, I think, what's going on? You know, I think some people today might be feeling, with challenges that they're facing, that what's happening here?
Now, the Lord is really an amazing billiards player. I don't know how many people remember the name Minnesota Fats.
Yeah, and Willie Moscone.
Right. Man, the Lord is a Minnesota Fats. I mean, he knows how to put you into position for the next shot. Mm. He's just so
That's
sovereign.
Great.
And so,
that's
you know,
great.
We can be encouraged because even if it's hodgepodge, the Lord is in it. I mean, that's been my experience.
Yeah, yeah. He is in the process of it, repositioning.
Absolutely. Daily.
You get that? He's repositioning you. He's repositioning me. And we can have a lot of hope in that.
Absolutely.
Pastor, what about your wife, Barb? How did you guys meet? What happened?
Well, Barb and I met at the University of Hawaii. She was taking a Psych 100 unit mastery, mm-hmm. and I remember bumping into her a lot. And at the time, I was dating somebody else. And and so we really didn't connect till after college. But we met in college. And actually, I led my wife to the Lord.
You did?
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. She was working for a man in the retail sector at Pearl Ridge Shopping Center. And unexpectedly, at a very early age, he passed away. And this greatly disturbed her. And she had heard that I had become a Christian, and we had some connection. And so, in fact, I broke my nose in a pickup basketball game, and she sent me this card, and as the, you know, a get well card. And as a result, I, you know, got in touch with her, and she started asking all these questions about the Lord, and I started giving her books, and yeah, I led her to the Lord. It was pretty amazing.
And you got married, and so how did you end up getting into full-time ministry like you're doing now?
Well, you know, it was I think I was one of those guys who ran from the Lord. I worked in the securities industry, selling tax-sheltered annuities. I worked in the medical insurance field for HMSA. I sold copy machines right out of college, and I was never happy. Never satisfied, never felt a sense of direction or fulfillment in my life. And and I believe the Lord was just drawing me. And I was part of a Southern Baptist church in Kaneohe, Polyview Baptist Church, and there was a youth pastor there named Pastor Lee. And he just began to share with me about full-time ministry and the experiences that he had getting into it. And something just clicked on in my heart. And I felt this growing dissatisfaction working in the marketplace, which I think is great for most people. But for me, I just grew very discontented. And as a result, I finally left HMSA and I went off to Bible college in California.
And that, for somebody that might not realize, that's a big step you took.
It was very big.
To go to a major seminary and to get your Master of Divinity degree. That's quite an accomplishment, Pastor Rob.
Yeah, God did it all. I can't believe I made it through.
Good thing you went to Iolani.
Yeah, some of those old skills came back.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, you talked earlier about the orphan stronghold. We talked about fathers. And We just kind of touched the surface of it, but I'd like to go deeper. I think, you know, you've talked about, you yourself have raised three sons. And what a living example you've been and you have now to share with others. And it's almost like the connection of your dad's relationship with you and you with him, and now you and your sons. But also beyond that, the Lord has given you a grace to set an example for other fathers as well. And I would imagine it's with all the foibles of fatherhood too, the imperfections, the stumblings, the pains. But through that, the affirmation and the building of men and men of a new generation. So when we come back, Pastor Rob, I'd like for you to talk to us some more about why we act the way we act. Why do we get weird sometimes? Where does that come from? How can we become more stable, more affirming, more loving, more healthily expressing the love of God to those whom we love so much, our own children, and more specifically our sons? Pastor Rob's going to share that with us when we come back, so stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Rob Gross. Pastor Rob is the pastor of Mountain View Community Church. He is also the author of a new book. It's a hot book. It's been selling rapidly. It's called Legacy of Blessing, How to Bring Out the Best in Your Family. In this book, he talks about how to help your children find their God-given destiny, how to strengthen relationships with your children, how to anchor your family to Christ for generations, how to become the father or mother that God intended you to be. He talks about enriching your married life. And of course, inside this book, there's some inspiring testimonies of how people have used life skills to apply what they learn in this book, Legacy of Blessing. How to bring out the best in your family. You know, a lot of top leaders in Hawaii have endorsed this book, like Dr. Francis Oda, Dr. Bruce Wong, the chiropractor, Senator Norman Sakamoto, Reverend Mike Palumpo, Eli Kapihe, Michelle Okimura, Pastor Brad Barshaw, Pastor Mike Kai, Pastor Alan Cardenas, Pastor Mark Morimoto. This book has really been a blessing to many. And you can go ahead and get a hold of it on Amazon.com. You can go to Logos Bookstore, Showers of Blessing, have it. Or you can just call Pastor Rob Gross. Pastor Rob, if somebody says, hey, I want to get that book. Or, you know, I want to get several from people in my church. They have a ministry to families. I want to just check it out, and maybe I can use it as a Bible study type of thing for a small group, for young families or even young parents. How can they get in touch with you, Pastor?
Basically by calling the 236-4144, which is our church office number.
236-4144.
That's right.
And they're probably going to talk to a dear lady named Katie, right?
That's right. She's our administrator.
Let's give us that number again, Pastor.
It's 236-4144.
236-4144 to get a copy of Legacy of Blessing, How to Bring Out the Best in Your Family. Pastor Rob, tell us, you mentioned this word. It's a little obscure when you say it, an orphan stronghold. But describe it once again for us.
Well, first of all, let me unpack the word stronghold.
Okay.
A stronghold is best understood by dividing the word. It is a stronghold. It's something that has a stronghold on you.
Okay.
The Bible describes it as a fortress of thoughts. It's something that works against the will of God in your life. Now, the word orphan comes from the Greek word orphanos, and it literally means in the Greek one who is comfortless. Hmm. And I find it fascinating that the word parakletos, which is the Greek word for Holy Spirit, means comforter.
Hmm.
And before Jesus left the earth, he said to his disciples, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as comfortless. Hmm. I will come and comfort you.
Hmm.
And see, the Holy Spirit, if you look at Romans 8:15 through 19, the Holy Spirit is really the spirit of Abba, or the spirit of Father.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet your heavenly Father, that part of your mind, will, and emotions that finds discomfort or finds pain is comforted.
Hmm.
And so that's the goal and the heart of our heavenly Father, is to father the orphans.
Hmm.
But somehow we've been not really taught this, and we have assumed, I think wrongly, or maybe it's just never been explained to us, that orphans are only people who are in an orphanage. I found exactly the opposite, that there are spiritual orphans all over the place. And I think that's really the goal of evangelism. God the Father is trying to turn this global orphanage, all these lost persons, and even people inside the church, into a family. That's what the church is. It is the family of God.
Mm.
And so God wants to bring back an understanding of how families work. Our families are precious to us,
mm-hmm.
but our families also hurt us the most. And so God is trying to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and vice versa, or the land, the Bible says in Malachi 3:5-6, will be smitten or annihilated with a curse. And that's why we see so much destruction in society today, is because our families are in disarray. And so the orphan stronghold is very much a part of that confusion and that pain. And orphans literally have had to figure out life on their own. They've come to a lot of conclusions like, I don't really belong. You know, and there's tremendous insecurity. I was a very insecure person myself. When you're really connected to your dad, I lost my dad, so that's when security entered my heart. But for a lot of people, you know, if the father's absent or the father's harsh, a lot of angst, a lot of pain in the heart. And, you know, we mask these things over with, you know, drug addiction or exercise or career or performance or whatever it is. But God's trying to really get us back to that place of connecting with him, father and son. And father and daughter.
You know, somebody today might be saying, you know, you're talking about stuff that I've been kind of feeling, or it's almost like I want that, but it's so scary because, you know, if I go there, Pastor Rob, is it going to like unearth some, you know, force me to open up take off the Band-Aid that was already kind of a part of my skin? And am I going to have to like go through more pain that I've already thought I went past? But I know deep in my heart, I still ache. From time to time, the aching kind of leaks out of me. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, I would just really encourage you, because God is triggering things every so often. It's almost like the lights on a dashboard. Your gauges are going red. And just, you know, like take your car into the shop to get it fixed. And the Lord is saying there's something going on in your soul, your mind, will, and emotions that I want to come and, you know, heal inside of you. And I wouldn't be afraid. I mean, you know, the Bible says, honor your mother and your father so that it may go well with you in the land that you live. And so wherever we have dishonored mother and father, and usually we do it because they've hurt us, it won't go well for us. And so the Lord wants to come and he wants to heal those judgments that we have made. You know, the Lord says in his word in Matthew 7, 1 through 2, judge not, or you will be judged. And the measure by which you have judged, so shall it be, or measured, so shall it be measured back to you. And you know, when you're a little kid and your father leaves you or your mother hurts you somehow, you don't have the capacity to understand that you're judging them or measuring them. But you come to these conclusions regarding how they failed you, and then you make vows. Vows are like computer programs. They're inner directives where you say to yourself, I'm never going to trust a father again. Mm. In other words, I'm never going to trust anyone in authority again. Mm. Because you see, authority is given by the Lord, and it says this in 2 Corinthians 10:8 and 13:10, that authority is given to fathers to build us up, not tear us down. But if a father tears down his children, they get very hurt, very resentful, they judge their father, and then they vow not to trust a father in the future. And then they have all kinds of trouble with authority figures, really can't succeed in life because they're constantly struggling with self-esteem issues and these vows that drive them to do something that God never intended them to do.
Okay. Now, what if somebody says, you know, I need help. In fact, I got to do something. Or maybe even I'm just tired of living this way. I know that life can be better. That perhaps if I can heal up on the inside, things around me will change. But man, I'm just looking through the prism right now of pain, and that's everything is a little distorted. And I'm only beginning to realize it now. And if I want to get help here, you know, I can understand some of the things you're saying. But if somebody pastor says, you know, how do I do it? How do I get healing? What would you say?
Well, Hosea 4:6 says that my people perish for a lack of understanding. So I think the first step is to begin to get understanding or to get knowledgeable about father heart wounds. And so I really recommend that an individual Google Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. They can do it even now. They don't have to wait till Christmas time. Right?
They don't have to, yeah. There's another author named Ralph Winter. and you can go to their websites. I think Jack Frost had a terrible relationship with his father while growing up, and God totally changed his life around. An amazing man of God. I think his website is called Shiloh, or entitled shilohplace.org. But if you Google Jack Frost and you get some books and you start boning up on that issue, there are also a lot of local counselors that you can go to. You know, I can't really name them today. I know of them. I suppose you could call our church office at 236-4144 for a list of people that you could go to in this community, in the local Oahu community that know how to address things like vows and judgments. There are quite a few of them.
Like what have you done personally, either ministered to somebody or actually somebody had ministered to you? What have you experienced?
Well, the first thing that one of the things that had to occur for me is to deal with the tremendous animosity and anger that I had in my heart toward my own father for leaving me that I didn't know even existed.
Because he didn't do it on purpose, right?
Unintentional.
So, I mean, he passed away. How did that grow to such an escalated level of what you just described?
Well, I think it grows to that kind of level because it's never dealt with. I mean, it's like brushing dirt under a rug. You know, you can move the dirt pile, but it's still under the rug. So at some point, the Lord wants to trigger it and release it. I think a lot of people don't have to go on depression medication. What they need to do is release their emotions and release the hurt and the pain that they've that's deep inside of them. And I never knew I had it until a friend named Dean Fujishima called me and said that the Lord had shown him to minister to me. And so we got together at a local church, and he said, "You know, the Lord has shown me, Rob, that you're very angry at your dad." And I went, "Whoa, no way, Dean. I mean, you don't even go there. I loved my dad. I loved him with all my heart. How can you say I'm angry at him?" He said, "I don't know. I just know the Lord is, you know, wants me to share that with you." And then he says, "On top of that, you're angry at God." And I'm a pastor. I love the Lord. How can I be angry at God? He said, I just, 4 hours later, after ministering to me inner healing, I didn't know I had so much anger in me. That was absolutely pivotal. And I thank the Lord to this day for doing that for me. It was an incredible session.
Well, I certainly don't want to be a person who leads people to water but doesn't let them drink. So the fact that you're here to share, I think you talk about unearthing or peeling off some layers, allows people to realize that, hey, there's hurt. It resides in me. There's things that happen. Whether I was victimized by it or I did things because of what was on the inside. There's hope. There's hope for healing and a better tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And a better ending of the year and a better ending, a beginning of a new year. You know, I mean, there is hope. And it's more than just platitudes, nice sayings. But you're evidence of that. And, you know, the fact that you write, Pastor Rob, is a real blessing, because when you put pen to paper, now it's finger to computer keys, right? What comes out is something that can give knowledge and better understanding of ourselves and of our past. But you do it in a way that is passes through a biblical filter, which is the authority where you write from and when you communicate from the Word of God. So, Pastor, when we come back, I'd like for you to share a little bit about your maybe a little bit about your book, Legacy of Blessing, how the Lord gave you the vision for that, and what other things the Lord may be doing in your heart and in your ministry. You know, God is doing stuff in your life too. As you listen today, I hope that you realize that you have hope, and that you can say, "Oh, I'm not done yet. God's not done with me." Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend?
Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, author, conference speaker, and pastor, Rob Gross. Pastor Rob is the author of the book, Legacy of Blessing, How to Bring Out the Best in Your Family. He's a pastor of Mountain View Community Church, a real pastor, a friend, a confidant of many of Hawaii's many well-known leaders. But Pastor Rob is in studio with us today. He's sharing with us some real deep stuff. You know, these are the kind of things you don't really talk a lot about, but it's really touching a nerve, Pastor Rob. We talk about churches being able to help release some people from this orphan stronghold, as you were saying, as we talked during the break. But what did you say you know, would be a good suggestion, or maybe something that you wished you could see more in churches?
Well, first of all, I think it's grasping the last thing that the Old Testament says. And the Old Testament says that before the Lord returns, he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Now, that word heart means something pretty pivotal or critical. I mean, the heart of every matter is the matter of the heart. Mm-hmm. These are the last words for 430 years before the New Testament was written. And mm-hmm. I think we need to pay attention to what the Lord was trying to say. I think the healing of fathers and families and mothers and children mm-hmm. and all of this is a precursor to revival in the land. And so to answer your question, I think if you're really hurting and you're in need of some kind of touch or release, I would recommend the best thing is to be able to go and share with your actual father or mother some of the ways that they've hurt you, but not to do it in a malicious way
yeah.
or in an angry way, but in a gracious, humble way. Mm. And see if you can have a dialogue with them, and even to ask your parents to bless you, to speak mm. a blessing over. In the book, Legacy of Blessing, I talk about blessing. Mm-hmm. And that just has so much power in it. Oftentimes I'll go to a church and I'll say, how many of you have been blessed by your father? And I'll see maybe two or three hands go up, and I'm astounded mm. that most people have never received an actual blessing by their dad. And you see, God intended in the Old Testament, he taught mm. the Jewish people the secret of blessing one another. And this is why you had Jacob trying to steal his twin brother Esau's blessing. Mm. I mean, even the mother, Rebecca, she knew that her husband Isaac was about to bless Esau, and mm-hmm. the Lord had told her when she was giving birth to the twins that Jacob was the one to receive that blessing. And so yeah. she convinced her son to go in and get that blessing. That was how important, she knew the importance of getting the blessing. And so he got it. And, you know, Jacob spawned the 12 tribes of Israel and, mm-hmm. and 2 million Israelites. And so I would recommend going to your parent and you know, trying to talk it out. And if that doesn't work or it's too scary for you, go to a spiritual leader, a father figure, someone that you have a relationship with, someone you trust, and ask them.
In the local church.
In the local body, yeah. And, you know, we can do training. We can train fathers how to bless. We've been doing some of that in the last 2 years. But I think it's vital that you go to some spiritual leader and you know, ask for that blessing.
Pastor, tell us, how does it sound? How does it sound when you bless somebody? Let's say your sons, you know, your own sons. Give us an example of what it's like, you know, just in case some people, find it just a little bit foreign. I mean, it's there, it's in Scripture, but the practice of it.
Sure.
Just a little sample of what you would say.
Well, this segues right into a couple of the chapters in my book, Legacy of Blessing, where I share how the Jews, how the Jewish people bless their children, how dads will speak a blessing on the Sabbath once a week. And it goes something like this. You know, I'll just put it in an everyday language, and I'll just share with you by pretending my three boys are here in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. And I'll speak over the oldest first, and I'll say, Jordan, I am so proud of you, son. You have become a wonderful young man, gracious and kind. You have so many gifts and talents. You know, you're just a budding musician with a call, a great call on your life to lead worship and to raise up other worship leaders. Son, I just see you going so far.
Wow. Wow.
I bless you. You know, I bless you in the name of Jesus. May you be as prosperous as the sons of Joseph.
You know what I'm hearing a lot of, and I thank you for sharing that. I mean, just sometimes we need help putting it into words. How I understand the concept of it, but how do you put it into words? And you just showed out. There's a lot of affirmation, affirming.
Absolutely.
Affirming. Here's a scripture for today, Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined today by our featured guest, author, conference speaker, Pastor Rob Gross. In the next few weeks, you're going to hear stories like this, more stories like this, next few weeks and days. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for more. And until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Leo Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.